Perek Vav of Shmir Salash and Shem, 43. Chavetz Chaim continues the same topic. For those who speak Lashon Hara, they should realize, or they should know, that the punishment is around the corner. Chavetz Chaim asks a question that unfortunately there are people who are very comfortable to speak Lashon Hara, comfortable speaking Lashon Hara. But we don't see any nega, afflictions and punishments coming to such people. He's talking to us, to the reader, to the learner. It shouldn't surprise you. And this is a question people ask me. It says that this person, a person does a veira X, Y, and Z, will have punishment A, B, C, and D. Look at this person's wealth, and look at the person's this, and that person's that. How do you put the two together? So the Chafetz Chaim is addressing this type of topic. Shari Anurayin, we see Kama Noshim Dabin Lashon Hara Ve'ein Lahem Shum Nega. We see many people who are constant, frequent speakers. There's a frequent flyer, there's a frequent speaker of Lashon Hara. Matzinu lahem teirutz me'medrash chachamim chazal. They answer this question. And Pasuk says, Shemir piv u'lushayna shemim tzaras nafshay. One who guards, Pasuk and Mishlei, one who guards his mouth and tongue, he'll save his nefesh, his soul, from pains. Shemim tzaras nafshay, Pasuk concludes. What does this mean? Explains the Chavetz Chaim. Ra'isi miktsosoi v'sefer nachal kedumim. He said, I saw a beautiful approach in the sefer nachal kedumim. The yaduah d'chomash ha'kosh baruch hu manish es ha'odem ha'kol hu l'tei v'asoi. Step number one. All the punishments Hashem brings to a person is for the person's benefit. K'dei she'enakim ha'vonoysav l'fomim k'dei she'yaset shuvah. It's either to clean the person away from his averus that he did, and sometimes it's to encourage the person to do tshuva. This is a very important point. Whatever happens to a person, it's kidei she'enakim avaynoisov. It's either to clean the person from the averus he did, and the person will say, like, okay, I can, I'm how much? Like, what did I do so bad already? Now, we can't begin to understand the calculation. There are svarim that talk about it, about what the punishments are for a person who does A wrong or B wrong, a Chilul Shabbos, he desecrates Shabbos. Now, if he doesn't know Hilchos Shabbos, like the back of his hand, so he's desecrating Shabbos. The Chavetz Chaim writes about this in the Hakdama to the Mishnah Brura, in the Chela Gimel. If he doesn't know the laws of Shabbos, if he doesn't know the laws of Brachas, if he doesn't partially know the laws, he's violating the laws. That's the bottom line. So obviously we have to learn the laws. We have to learn the halachas. V'lefamim k'dei she'yaseh tshuva. Sometimes Hashem brings the punishment to encourage a person to tshuva. L'chein b'zman shohayim mikdosh. When there was a base in mikdosh. V'ayilon nekoyin mitaher. And the koyin was able to purify us through our tshuva. Inichshol odom b'ovon lashon hara. If a person stumbled, he was nichshol, and he spoke Lashon Hara, HaYakadosh Baruch Hu mevi alav einish ha-negayim, Hashem would bring him the punishment of negayim. He would have these afflictions. He'll come in the clothing, on the house, on his body. V'av gam zoyis lo yehevi alav tekef al gufay rak al kariz beisen. That wouldn't immediately come on the person's body. Gradually would come onto the person, like we just mentioned, on the kariz beisen, on his the beams of his house, the walls of his house. And you have to go to the kohen and tell him, you know, I saw something. I don't think it's a water leak. I called the plumber. Plumber said it's not a water leak. I should call the kohen. And the kohen would admonish him. Words of rebuke. Beni, Ein hanigoyim boyim elo aloshen hara. My dear son, said the kohen to this person, you know why tzaras come. You know why they come? You know why you have this nega in your house? Because people speak lashon hara. Because you're speaking lashon hara. As is brought in Toyes Kahanin, kidei shishtadol ayideze losu mechait. And the purpose of this rebuke is so the person should stop doing this avera. And if the person continues and doesn't pay attention to this warning from Hashem, Hashem would continue to bring more saras to affect him even more closely. As the Rambam tells us in Hichos Tumas Saras, Shet saras abatim einay meminhag shel oylam, elo ois vepelov ha-yisrael g'day lahasiron miloshen hara. That saras that would come in the walls of the house is not a natural phenomenon. It's specifically to discourage Klaius from speaking Lashon Hara. Shamisapir Lashon Hara Mishtanis Kurz Beisoy. Because one who speaks Lashon Hara, the walls of this house change colors. Im Chozaboy Yitarabayas. But the person does tshuva and he takes the message to heart. Yitarabayas. The house becomes tahor, becomes pure, free of tzaras. But if he continues to speak Lashon Hara and he denies the messages that Hashem, his loving Father, is sending him, to the point that now the house has to be destroyed. The stones have to be removed and the house then has to be repaired and then be destroyed. And continues that the hides, the animal skins that were used in those days to sit on, a chair, a couch, they turn colors. If he does tshuva, good. So then that improves. Of course, you have to metair it, and we learned in the Mishnayos how that works. Im omad berishoy, the person continues to be arrogant and keeping his evil ways. Ashi yisrafu mishtana ayroy, until the point where it itself, the items in his house change colors and they have to be destroyed, to the point that he himself anasa mitzayra. Now he becomes a mitzayra. And you could say over here, three strikes and you're out. This person is separated, he's set aside. And not only that, but the emails go out, the WhatsApp messages go out, it goes on status. Pliny ben Pliny is a mitzvah, stay away, make sure you don't go over there. Pliny ben Pliny, his picture is up there, it's got to stay away. Everybody has to know. Yemuvdul umeforsum levadoi. To once again make sure we get the message across to him. Hashem is doing this whole process because Hashem says, I do love you and I want you to improve. You didn't get the lesson the first time. You didn't get the lesson the second time. I hope you will get this lesson the third time.